Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages, hosted by Stefan Oscar Neff on SoundCloud, Big Bang Sound on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. I'll be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm so happy and grateful for you listening to my podcast today. I'm so happy and grateful. Wow, what a beautiful day. Today's topic, let's get right into it. So today's topic is how I quit working. Yes, working for happiness. How I quit working for my happiness. So what does that mean? It means I had a job. One of those nine, as they call it, J-O-Bs, right? Nine to fivers. And to tell you the truth, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy working. I said to myself, and I tried to convince myself that I loved it. Oh, I love going to work outside, because I worked outside. I worked on machines, and I worked on landscaping and pipe fitting and sewage pipes and water mains and a whole bunch of different things like that. But I convinced myself by telling myself every single day, oh, I love working out in the rain because it gives me, you know, it makes me stronger. I love working in the fresh air because it makes me healthier. I love doing physical activity because it makes me stronger. But was this the truth? Did I enjoy actually going to work every day? No, I didn't enjoy going to work, but I told myself and tried to convince myself that I was loving it. Until 2015, October. And I remember it. And I said to myself, in within my own thoughts, I don't really want to work anymore. I want to retire. So I asked my wife, I said, can I retire? I just don't want to work anymore. And she said, looked me straight in the eye and said, absolutely, you go ahead. I was just kind of shocked. Because I had such a fear around not working. Financial. What am I going to do with my time? What am I going to do with my life? If I didn't go to work every single day. Or 6 days a week. But what I found out was, is just doing that wasn't my purpose and wasn't my passion. My passion was to lie to myself. Yes, my passion was to lie to myself and tell me these stories that were in my head. I wanted to feel like I was a king, that I could do things that other people couldn't. You know, that I could go to work every single day. I could make a living on things that I didn't like to do. Because I said, I don't like doing this. But I'm doing it anyways because I love the healthy work lifestyle of it. That was also a lie. Now, I do my passions. So I help other people deal with addictions, help people go through their relationship issues, make great podcasts, videos, write my new books. Because I'm writing a series of 10 books in the next 10 years. You know, I finished my first one. I'm 3/4 done my next one. And then I'll start my next one before the middle of this year. And I'll have that one done by the end of this year. Because I quit my job in 2015, means over 4 years ago. Or 3.5 years ago. And I decided, I made that decision to move forward. Yes, it took some time to adjust. But I made that decision. I did that leap of faith to move forward and get out of that stuck mud that I was in. I was in like this mud that was so thick, and it was like slow motion. I would be struggling and struggling and never moving forward. in my health and my mindset. You know, I was drinking too much, I was smoking too much, and I could smoke outside. I could drink right after work. I could smoke marijuana after work. I could do all these things to release that pain that I was in. And it took that process of stopping to smoke and drink and marijuana came afterwards. Marijuana just before that, but an actual alcohol took me almost a year to actually release that and to stop drinking. Smoking happened just at the same time as marijuana. I'm asking I asked myself these questions. How did you do that? How did you move forward and release that? Well, I made a conscious decision. A conscious decision to release what I did not like in life and accept what I was doing and take responsibility for what I was doing. I wanted to live there, live in that mindset of poor me, and live in that mindset, yes, that fake positive. I was in this fake positive mindset. Everything's going to be just perfect. Go to work every day. I'm getting fresh air every day. Well, you know, it was a lie. It was just a false life that I was telling myself. And if you're living in that life now, what do you want to do? And if you love the thing is, if you love what you do, you'll continue doing it. If you love it, like if you can go to work every day and you're, you know, half an hour to an hour early and you're ready to go, maybe not an hour, but you're ready to go. And so when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? I'm so excited. But truly say it and truly believe it and feel it within yourself and within your soul. If you can truly believe it to be true, then you're on the right track. But if you feel that you're only going to work or doing what you love doing, only if you're going to work and are to make money and to survive, this is where I believe that we can look at our life in a much different world or life or that we can towards our future. If it's just to make money, then find what you're passionate about to make money. That's one of those keys. Keys to success is finding what you're passionate about and doing it. I'll be right back with a recap right after this. This podcast has been brought to you by Big Bang Sound and Thank You Life 101, all about personal growth, about creating clear clarity within your life. One step forward, never one step backwards. Be right back with the host right after this. Hello and welcome back for the recap. So today's topic was how I quit working for my happiness. So what was those keys? I stopped laughing. Number one was I stopped lying to myself. I stopped lying to myself of what I was doing was making me happy. Number two, take 100% accountability, responsibility for what I was doing, how I was thinking, and what I wasn't doing. Number three, remember, always live the life you've always wanted, always desired, and dreamed of within your life. Everybody have a fantastic day. Bye-bye for now. And we're out.